I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have a song that NPR Music's Robin Hilton called the most immediately catchy song he's heard all year.
Fans of Oklahoma music were greeted by good news last week, and I'm not even talking about Garth Brooks' emergence from a long hibernation. A lesser-known but nonetheless excellent rock band, Broncho, announced that its second record would be released this fall on Dine Alone Records. It's titled Just Enough Hip to Be Woman, and its announcement came with a peppy new song called Class Historian that shines with a glammy sort of sheen that was absent from the band's 2011 debut, Can't Get Past the Lips. Broncho's developed a reputation since 2010 or so for playing some of Oklahoma's wildest, most spontaneous live rock shows, so hearing such a tidied-up sound out of them struck me as something of a surprise. Frontman Ryan Lindsay's mumbled vocals make for an unconventional delivery that obscures the songwriting a little bit, but Class Historian proves that a good melody is what makes a song stick in your head like a half-eaten lollipop.
Norman band Broncho with their song Class Historian off their upcoming sophomore album Just Enough Hip to Be Woman, which is out September 16th on Dine Alone Records. Next, the former frontman of an indie rock band brings a heavier country tinge on his solo album.
Fronting the now-defunct San Francisco indie rock act Girls, and with his debut solo record Lysander, Christopher Owens has proven himself to be one of the finest writers of love songs of his generation. Owens excels at sad and uncertain love songs, but I like his saccharine love songs best. They're gooey tunes with sweet sentiments that make you smile the way you do when you're holding a puppy dog. Owens announced a new record last week, and its lead single, Nothing More Than Everything to Me, definitely falls in the saccharine category, but it's dressed up in new clothes. Gospel and country influences were apparent in his previous work, but they're at the forefront here, taking turns in the spotlight. Owen's guitarist rips a twangy Telecaster solo right out of a Dwight Yoakam record to kick the song off, and a backing gospel chorus guides it skyward for the finish.
When I'm waking up afternoon, I can't get myself out of bed. Run off and I hit the floor and I wind up above my head. And I just wish you could see all my honey.
That's Christopher Owens with his song Nothing More Than Everything to Me, off his upcoming sophomore album A New Testament, out September 30th on Turnstile Music. And finally, we have a musician primarily known for soul and electro music making her debut performance in the world of rap.
Rap and funk go together like peanut butter and jelly, but it's not often these days you hear the two genres combined into a single song on the radio, or even the music blogosphere, where genre barriers are largely ignored. I'm guessing that's because it's simply more economical for a rap producer to build a beat his or herself with any number of available musical software nowadays. But Georgia Ann Muldrow bucks that trend on a new EP, Miss One, opting to deliver loose jazz rhymes over spacey new age funk. This song's called Personal, and it basically sounds like if Parliament Funkadelic were still around laying down tracks for rappers. Have a listen.
Remember that girl? She was the baddest gymnast in the world. 5 gold medals, but I heard she caught hell cause her scalp sweat out the gel in her ponytail. Phony females and males with lost sense of sale.
Many rivers to cross till they reach the inner well that it takes to stand back and say, good for you. You someone I admire. Instead of being envious, focus on acquiring the skill by design to build on you.
Matt Carney is the pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. Tomorrow's cover of Look at OKC features Steve Lackmire's story on development in downtown Oklahoma City. As always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Frank.
The head is the home of the brain. I'm saying don't stress over the tresses. Our ancestors manifested a short lesson in West African...